Disclaimer. The views and opinions you hear expressed by the participants in this show are not the views of AnimeNewsNetwork.com. Enjoy the show. I think you will. Hey everybody, welcome to Ancast. I'm Zach Birchie. Joining us again for now, this is technically your third appearance, because the last show, we lost, unfortunately, sadly, we lost the audio. But joining me is the CEO, president of Pied Piper, which is a company that ran the Time of Eve Kickstarter that everybody loved, and they're back with Skip Beat, which is now on Kickstarter after a brief flirtation with Indiegogo. It's Ann Tomoko Yamamoto, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me back. It's really a pleasure.
Again, a third time. Yeah. Again. Yes. Okay, so this is exciting. You've got Skip Beat. You're on Kickstarter now. Uh-huh. Let's start with how you came to Skip Beat, that show in particular. Why that show?
Yeah. Oh, so you know, after wrapping the Time of Eve project, that was the single most satisfying experience in my professional career. And right. I knew that I wanted to be able to rally fans behind more titles. And so I spent 6 months talking to different license holders. And what I discovered is to get in the door to be able to talk to license holders, you have to have a track record. And so I was really lucky that the Time of Eve backers had given me that mandate. They had given me a fantastic track record of being able to bring out the Blu-ray plus books and, mm-hmm. you know, official soundtracks. So, you know, one of the meetings I had was with TV Tokyo, and I was looking actually initially at a different series, which for various reasons is difficult to do right now, but they showed me their back catalog, and I saw Skip Beat in there, and I was like, what is this doing unreleased? You know, and this is one of these titles that, you know, in forums, like, you see, like, people speculating, why is there never been a North America release? And there's no way to have information as to what possibly could be holding it back. And I found out that TV Tokyo would only release it for North America with the guarantee of creating a dub.
Right.
And so I went back and, you know, I was like, gosh, you know, I know how much a dub is. You know, it's easily $6,000 to $8,000 an episode. We're talking 25 episodes. They want a guarantee for all 25 episodes or it's a no-go. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at other titles also they had in their catalog, which were much smaller on scale and also in need of rescue. Mm-hmm. But I just knew that if I didn't take Skip Beat, if I didn't take on this license, Skip Beat would remain in the back catalog forever, because it's simply too perceived as too much of a challenge. Mm-hmm. For that kind of investment. But my belief is that I know it's a great title. I know the fans are out there, and the fans just need to be brought together and rallied. And that's what I feel like I can bring to the table. And so I proposed it to TV Tokyo. It's their first time to, they've gotten lots of crowdfunding proposals, and this is their first time to, they saw what I was able to do with Time of Eve and with the fans, and they know that the fan base is out there for Skip Beat, and they decided let's make this happen.
Right. It sounds like the circumstances surrounding that particular license are as such where this is kind of the only option, right?
If this title is to have an official release, this is it.
Right.
This is it.
So why do you think it, I mean, maybe the answer is obvious. I'm not naive. I know why this hasn't been picked up, because it's a shoujo anime that requires a dub, right? I mean, that's generally what, because that's expensive, and that's seen as a giant risk.
Right.
And likely, you know, maybe wouldn't make its money back. You know, that's sort of common wisdom. That's kind of like sort of a truism about anime in the U.S. is that sort of shoujo anime is kind of a tough sell, with the exception of things like Hetalia, Black Butler, you know, genre stuff. You know, shoujo romance, a little bit of a tough sell. So when you think about the shoujo market, for the market for shoujo anime specifically, not manga, in America, how would you characterize it? What do you think of it, and what do you think this project says about it?
You know, I think that, you know, there are these kind of breakout titles like Nana and, you know, Oren Hotsuka Club, and, you know, titles that do really, really well.
Right, Fruits Basket, yeah.
Yeah, Fruits Basket, exactly. And Skip Beat is a great title. It's a great A title, right up there with the rest of those in terms of the fan reaction and how people I guess critique the anime, the series. But you know, it is especially that this title, it's about a strong female protagonist.
Right.
There's definitely a romance element, but the story rides on her own personal development on her own terms. And there's no magic, and, you know, there's no kind of sci-fi element. So, you know, it's very much a story about a really strong and courageous and dynamic teenage girl. And so, you know, what I feel is that when you have a title of this quality, but you haven't been able to see fans rally behind it, that it's because there hasn't been the right effort to get the title to the fans in a way that really feels like it's a release that they can get behind. And so that's what I am aiming to do with this, is this is really a chance to, you know, it's like if you kind of believe that it's not going to sell because it hasn't done well, it's like you don't really put a lot of effort into the release. You just kind of put it out with subtitles only, and, you know, you don't have high expectations. But, you know, this is, I think, what I see this as is a chance to really make this release shine. Mm-hmm. And for fans who have been neglected because they haven't had great offerings, to rally behind this. And, you know, every dollar that is put in is an investment into making the release better.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And so to me, this is a chance to really demonstrate, that the audience is there.
Right. Exactly. So you launched this on Indiegogo rather than Kickstarter, and that's tricky, obviously.
Yes.
And since then, the campaign's been moved over to Kickstarter. Why was the decision made to go with Indiegogo in the first place? I assume the flexible funding.
Exactly. I mean, it is such a huge investment. Mm-hmm. The initial goal that I was setting was over $200,000, and what I was concerned about was if we got really close to that goal, but not quite, didn't quite make it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give the dub team, who are Christina V and Mala Lee and her team, their team are putting so much work into bringing this campaign to fruition. I wanted to give them some guaranteed peace of mind that we would, you know, if we got to a certain threshold, to at least be able to produce this, that we would be able to keep those funds to make it happen. Instead, nobody has ever launched a project, a localization project like this on Indiegogo. And so there's been a lot of questions marks, and, you know, people wonder inside on the industry side, like, you know, would Indiegogo work? And so I tested the waters, and we all now know that, while there are fans who are comfortable on both platforms, are happy on both platforms. There's a large contingency of fans who don't feel good about the Kickstarter. I mean, about the Indiegogo platform, and will not participate unless it goes to Kickstarter. And people have been very vocal. And in response to the feedback, we decided that we just need to give Kip, you know, Skippy the best shot it can possibly get. And so we made the decision to switch it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can kind of see it from both angles on that side, because on the one hand, yeah, I mean, if you didn't get that close to the goal on Indiegogo, what would you even do? You just have to give the money back.
Like, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
But you'd have to get, like, really close. Like, that's, yeah, like, in the event that you get, like, yeah, oh, man, we almost made it, missed it by $200 or whatever, you know?
Right,
like,
right. Well, we'd have to be, like, within, like, $10,000. Yeah. Like, $10,000 or
$20,000. Right, right, to have the
Yeah, so, you know, in the end, you know, now having been on the campaign side of Indiegogo, you see that fans have to pledge, put their, you know, pay immediately. And there is this question mark, you know, what happens if the campaign doesn't make enough money, raise enough money? So it's like, it's putting more risk on the fans. And so, you know, it definitely takes a lot of momentum away from the campaign, and it's, the campaign isn't as much fun. And to me, you know, the whole campaign aspect is, like, integral to what this is all about. So,
right,
you know, Kickstarter is definitely a much more fun platform to be on.
The reasons for taking the risk on Indiegogo made sense, but you're more comfortable. Kickstarter is more home.
Well, now that I...
Now that you understand the...
understand how fans want to be part of the campaign, definitely. But now, you know, it's all or nothing. So I've really, you know, re-examined the budget and taken the total amount down as much as possible to get the goal as accessible as possible so that we can make that and then work towards stretch goals. But it's all or nothing. And so, you know, I'm putting, you know, all the eggs on this basket. And if we want to see Skip Beat, if we want to rescue this, we all got to do it together. It's got to happen. You know, this is our one shot.
Right. Yeah, and you know, and Skip Beat is a show. It sounds like it has particularly special circumstances, and I know that that's kind of the Pied Piper sort of mission statement, right? Can you get into that a little bit? Like, you go after shows specifically like Skip Beat for the purposes of crowdfunding. Why is that?
Because I believe that, you know, there's shows with fantastic quality and with passionate fan bases, but putting out a release is very, it's a big investment. And the only way to put out a great release, you know, the best possible release, is to have the commitment of the fans. And so that's what I'm all about. That's what Pied Piper is all about, is, you know, bringing the fans together for the best possible treatment of that title.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it also, like, so you're also, this campaign's kind of running up against a couple other Kickstarters.
Right.
There's Escaflowne that's happening right now.
Right.
There's another one happening, insofar as I know. And so,
yeah,
you know, I mean, timing-wise, a little blindsided by that, but, I mean, do you feel like this campaign sort of stands out just by the virtue of the show that it is? You think it'll go?
Well, we'll have to see how the fans respond. I mean,
right,
you know, I think that one thing that's actually been really beautiful about this campaign is that, I feel like, gosh, like, the anime industry, it really is a community, is that, you know, Robert Woodhead has launched Writing Beam, but he's been incredibly helpful and generous, not just, you know, about Skip Beat, but just, you know, going back and forth with ideas and, like, you know, looking at what works about crowdfunding and what doesn't. Escaflowne also, you know, I totally support what they're trying to do with also raising funds for Dub. You know, we're in the same boat. It's like, you know, you couldn't be farther away in terms of the spectrum of the scale of our operations.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fact that Funimation, with a great title, goes to crowdfunding to be able to, you know, rally fans behind the title for this kind of investment shows that, you know, for Skip Beat, you've got to have that commitment, or it's really not going to happen.
Oh, right, right. So your point is kind of like, look, Escaflowne's on Kickstarter, so Skip Beat totally needs that support.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, and I get your point.
I mean, I you know, have, you know, some cushion, and I've put a lot of investment that you're not seeing in that initial goal of my own capital into this project. I don't have the deep pockets of Funimation. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, exactly. It's like, if Funimation is, you know, is there, then you better believe that I need your support.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Little neat, you know, something like Skip Beat, which, you know, by all accounts, this is a best-selling manga title.
Yes.
It's not exactly unpopular, you know.
It's not unpopular.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, it's streamed on Crunchyroll, and, you know, it's, you know, close to 15,000 people have rated it, and like more than 95% of them give it 5 out of 5 stars. I mean, it's like a perfect show for... The overwhelming number of people who watch it are just like, this show rocks.
Yeah, this is what I'm looking for. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, right. Which stands to reason, but at the same time, I mean, shoujo anime is such a neglected genre in the U.S. to begin with. And I mean, you know, smaller companies will take a risk on shoujo titles. Sentai Filmworks puts out a few here and there, but historically, yeah, people just don't take a risk on it. I assume the sales have sort of borne that out. I don't know what, you know, recent stuff has done. But, I mean, it is kind of shocking that a show that would be that highly rated and that well-loved and have a manga counterpart that, by all accounts, has been a bestseller for years in the U.S., for whatever reason just can't come out, largely because, I mean, it sounds like almost the entire reason is that dub requirement.
Is the dub requirement. But, you know, that is a hurdle that should not, it's not a hurdle that is, you know, so, it's not a bar that's so high that we cannot overcome that. I mean, you know, titles of, you know, this caliber, less than this caliber have, you know, sustained a dub.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's still kind of a shame that requirement is on there, though. Because, I mean, if it weren't there, that show would likely be out on Blu-ray in the U.S.
True. Oh, definitely. I mean, it would have been snapped up, you know, immediately. But, you know, bless TV Tokyo's heart. They believe, you know, it's like I asked them, why are you requiring the dub? And it's obviously not because they're, you know, just trying to, you know, rake in the cash on this, because they could have licensed this, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. You know, they're giving me a lot of consideration because they know what an investment it is to create the dub. It's because they believe that Skip Beat has a universal story, and to get that story to the greatest number of fans, it's got to have a dub.
Right. Which, you know, you could see the reasoning, but at the same time, it's kind of like, well, but there's also a market reality. And, you know, the market reality in the U.S. is maybe likely that it's tough to recoup your investment if you have to dub 25 episodes of a show that, you know, would break even sub only.
Right.
You know, so I guess crowdfunding is the way to do it. So that title, that means it's perfect for you, for Pied Piper.
Yes. So we will see. I mean, this is playing out in front of everybody. Everybody will see the numbers. You know, there's no speculation about how many people really bought that release or not. You know, we will all know.
Right.
You know, do the fans represent, you know, can we create, you know, a great release for a great shoujo title?
Right. You know, provided those folks can put together $200,000.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Which, you know, not the highest mountain to climb. So, you know, especially when it comes to crowdfunding. So,
So, you know, so I was saying, you know, it's kind of beautiful how I've seen such generosity within the anime community. And, you know, two reasons why I think that we can do this also is because Crunchyroll is really excited about this title. You know, it's one of their early series that was, you know, one of their flagship titles early on. And, you know, they were great partners for me with Time of Eve, and they really champion being able to be, you know, not just, you know, a source of streaming revenue, which is of course critical, but also a way for producers and distributors alike to connect with the fans. And so, you know, I'm really excited about what we can do together for this title. And then the other partnership I'm really excited about is Right Stuff. I've been in touch with Sean Kleckner, and they're going to handle all of the fulfillment for the rewards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, like, Right Stuff is a really special relationship, I guess you could say, because I would never have launched the Time of Eve campaign except that we started selling Time of Eve on Right Stuff. We saw the response from fans, and we were like, holy cow, like, there are fans who really care about this title. And, you know, it's like you can't see that kind of concentrated fan passion, for example, of having something on the iTunes store. It's like, great, you have, like, you know, 1,000 people stream it, but you have no access to those people. You know, they're right. Not a community. They're not, you know, they're just, you know, data points. Whereas, you know, working with Sean over the years, distributing Time of Eve, and then now with this project, it's like, you know, we're part of, you know, we all care about anime. I would even say as an art form, you know, it's like we all care about making this work, mm-hmm. you know, being able to, you know, continuously bring out great, support great creations.
Right. Cool. All right. Well, that's, I mean, it's always nice whenever there's a Kickstarter that's having the rewards fulfilled by a, you know, company that does professional shipping.
Yeah, I think it's nice because, you know, it's like your money is being spent, you know, it's going back into to people who care about the same things that we all care about.
Right. Okay. So this is on Kickstarter now. People can go there and pledge if they want to help out Skippy, and they can read all about it there. So do you have any, like, you know, lessons from the world of crowdfunding? This is kind of your jam at this point, you know. Uh-huh. Time of Eve was wild success, and, you know, uh-huh. it took up a huge chunk of your last couple of years of your life.
Yes.
What would you say the biggest lesson that you learned from that was? Like, what's the first thing you say whenever anyone asks you about crowdfunding?
The first thing is that you have to understand and know viscerally your fan base, and mm-hmm. you have to shape your project, tailor your project to what that fan base will support, and then build it up from there piece by piece. You know, so with Time of Eve, I was really able to do that very, you know, it's like I knew from my stuff that there are 300 people out there who, you know, were passionate enough to buy the, you know, the Japan version import, you know. So with Skippy, it's like I was working off of data that was more, you know, like the stats that I can, that, you know, I can find on my anime list and on Crunchyroll, and, you know, the way that people have responded to the title on Anime News Network, you know. And so I was, you know, it's like I know the fans are out there, but it's a much bigger challenge to reach them all. And, you know, what I hope people understand is that it's a big goal, but this is the goal that we have to achieve in order to make this happen. And, you know, I've worked my hardest to get this goal down and make it as reachable as possible. So, you know, I'm asking the fans to meet me, you know, mm-hmm. halfway, so that we can make this happen.
Right. Okay. Excellent. Well, best of luck to you. I'm excited to see if this works out. I want to see that show. I've never sat down and watched it. I've read a little bit of the manga. I liked it a uh-huh. lot, so I should check it out. But yeah. I'll wait and see if this succeeds. And if it does, I'll wait for your release and I'll watch it dubbed. How about that?
Okay. Well, you could always. Yeah. Okay. You could always. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate those.
All right. Okay. Let's get to some Twitter questions, shall we? Okay. GV Man Super X asks, what other plans in the pipeline if this one's successful? And moving forward, will Pied Piper campaigns usually involve getting a dub?
dub is something that I would ideally like to do as a stretch goal. It's very ambitious to have it as part of the, you know, basic goal like this.
Yeah.
In terms of projects in the pipeline, Directions has a couple of really exciting projects, not related to Yoshioda Kantoku, but other things that they're developing. I'm really excited to go back and collaborate with them because they're like family. And, you know, TV Tokyo has other really interesting projects, other titles that are in the same boat. You know, like they need that extra, you know, TLC to, you know, mobilize fans to really do a stellar release. And I'd really love to be able to work with TV Tokyo again. And there are other titles that I have bids out on that there's still kind of the production committee is, you know, still, they're still under consideration.
All right.
So my goal as a company is to be able to do like say 3 projects a year.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good schedule.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Abzero asks, question for Anne, any interest in the show Kaiji?
Yeah, no, that's on my radar.
Okay. Okay, so yes. All right. Awesome. I like that show a lot. Invalid Name asks, what other anime, so I guess he's not familiar with Skip Beat. And you mentioned Nana and Fruits Basket before, and I guess so he's asking for shows that are similar to Skip Beat. He's never seen it. He's looking for a recommendation. Obviously, he can just go watch it on Crunchyroll, right?
Right.
But shows like it, like you mentioned, Nana, Fruits Basket, those sort of top shelf shoujo dramas that, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes, and it's especially Nana, because that's another show that's really about the female protagonists on their own terms, and, you know, really good story that's like, you know, romance is not what's driving the development.
Right.
So I think that that's a really good kind of a good comparison.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Land of Obscusion asks, do you think that contractually required dubs are more common than we as fans think it is? Or is Skip Beat just sort of an outlier?
That's a good question. I mean, I have heard of other titles where that has been required and has held the title back, not in any of my own negotiations, but I have heard other people, other, you know, companies who are out there looking for licenses, talk about that. But, you know, it's hard to say. You know, I think that definitely the production committees can have their own aspirations for a show, and then, you know, it's always just the question then, can the market sustain those aspirations or not?
Right. Exactly. Okay. Zaruda asks, easy one, if Skip Beat works out, what other anime would you like, specifically like to dub via crowdfunding? Like, does anything come into your head like, well, I'd really love to do an English dub for...
There are, but I'm loath to actually give any specific titles.
Telling Tales Out of School, all right.
yeah, but there definitely are. There are.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but... you know, that's, you know, I feel very privileged to be able to go to the rights holders and be able to go into these negotiations. But, you know, it's when those decisions are generally, it's like you have to make the decision kind of in a closed room and then, you know, come out in public after the deal is done.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We got a few questions asking if you intended on working again with the folks behind Time of Eve.
I would love to. I mean, I'm still in touch with Yoshioda Kantoku, and you know, people are always asking Time of Eve season 2. When is it happening? There's nothing in the works at all, but it still remains something that he hasn't ruled out. So, you know, we'll see when those stars align.
All right,
for that to happen.
Exciting. Okay. Well, listen, Anne, good luck with Skip Beat, and thank you so much for coming back and talking about this again, and we'll point people over to the Kickstarter.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated. It was lots of fun.
Okay, that's our show. Big thanks to Anne for stopping by. The theme song is Bucharest. It's by the band The New Division. You can check them out at newdivisionmusic.com. Don't forget, subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a rating or review. We'd really appreciate it. And I'll see you all next week.